All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Thursday edition of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I feel like bringing it down a little bit today. I don't know why. But we're going to rock, we're going to roll, we're going to get things started here. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, heard live here on Business 1110 KTEK, or you're streaming live out there on business1110ktek.com, or you're out there on the iHeartRadio app, whatever radio app you choose to use. That's what I love about this show, is we're not limited to any region. If you've got access to a connection, an app on a phone, you can listen worldwide. I've got a friend listening in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So that's where we go. That's how we roll. My name is Ron Klinger. I'm your host. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. Well, I'm excited to get a topic today, and we'll get to that in just a second. I'm going to keep you baited. I'm going to keep you hanging on there on every word. But one of the things that I absolutely must have, if you're listening out there, I need you connected to the show. I need you out on Facebook. Hop on over to Facebook. Follow along with the show at Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, that is Unleashed Radio Hour. But yeah, I get it. Not everybody in the world is on Facebook. There are people that don't want to do that. Then I need you over at UnleashedRadioHour.com and follow along. It's UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. And I tell you what, I'm going to build up the anticipation of a wonderful topic that we're going to have an opportunity to share. A mission, a purpose. We're going to bring you all together right after these messages.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional healthcare costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term healthcare. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760. All right, I love that. Always coming back in. Back. We're back in the seat. We're back in the saddle again. Okay, I won't sing. That's not my forte. But it is rodeo time here in H-Town. If you're listening out there, thank you for dialing in today. I don't typically make promises over the airwaves, but I'm going to put one out there today. I feel very confident. If you're dialed in, hopefully you're listening online here at business1110ktek.com. That's where a lot of our listeners are following us online. And if you're online, I have to have you. You need to be over on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour or following along at unleashedradiohour.com. I'm going to share some resources with you here that I'm pretty darn confident in our conversation today, that no matter your weather, no matter your mood, I have a feeling that you're going to feel good after we're done with today's show. It's a feel-good show. It's a feel-good topic. And it is the right thing to be doing with the gift that we have of being on the airwaves today. And I'm very excited to welcome into the studio Kathy Ledansky. See, like I said, I didn't even butcher it.
Good
right?
job.
Who is the executive director of the Get Together for Central Houston. I also have with us Mark Elliott, who's a board member of the Get Together Bay Area. So welcome to both of you to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so you can talk at the same time. You got separate microphones. It's all good. All right, we're gonna get through this here. But real quick, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a part of this conversation, you want to jump in and chime in. If you're out there listening, if you're a supporter of the Get Together and many of the chapters that we're gonna learn today, feel free to call in at 713-785-1817. That telephone number again is 713-785-1817. Or if you're out there listening beyond the Houston proper area, feel free to call us at 877-881-0271. That toll-free number again is 877-881-0271. And again, if you're following along on Facebook, let me know you're listening. I'll do shout-outs at the top of the hour. Hey, and let me know where you are listening from, because I love to give a geographical representation of what's going on with this show. All right, Kathy and Mark, I'm going to launch this one up to Kathy first. And I'm going to do it by saying thank you. As I understand, you've been a part of the Get Together from its beginning.
Yes.
And I want to kind of talk about that beginning and where that started here in a second. But the reason I'm saying thank you, and for all the listeners that are out there, I had the gift and the pleasure and the blessing of attending a meeting last month at the Get Together Bay Area for the very first time. And as the promo that I put together said, wow. And Mark, I'm going to tell you straight up, I was like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can help with that. Oh, I want to be able to do this. Oh, I want to be able to do that. I left energized. I left with a bucket load of hope and truly seeing good work that's being done in the community. And I put that on a tee, and I haven't given away a lot of details because I want you to do that. I want you to tell the story of the Get Together. So tell us, for those people listening in who may not be aware of the Get Together, when did it get started and what is the Get Together all about?
We started in 2002 out of a ministry called the Gathering of Men, and their board was looking for ways to get the men serving inner city ministries, and they were thinking, well, we'll clean up a vacant lot or we'll paint a house or something. But after actually visiting with ministries and finding out what they needed, they discovered that ministries had all kinds of needs that business people could meet using their business expertise, their entrepreneurship, and their network. So that's how we started, humble beginnings, about six people, and now we have four chapters in the greater Houston area serving 33 ministries.
33 different programs that are out there that are making a difference in the community.
Absolutely.
Where are those four chapters so that if people are listening in, they can understand the impact geographically here in Houston that's being made by the Get Together?
Get Together Central meets out near I-10 and Wirt. We have Get Together Northwest in the 1960 area, Get Together Bay Area, which around Clear Lake and League City, and then Get Together Brazoria County that meets in Lake Jackson.
Very good. And so if you're dialing in and out there listening, then one of the things I want to point and direct you to is thegettogether.org is the web address. And the reason why that one's important is that has opportunities to learn about the Get Together, but then is linked to each of those four chapters that you're talking and speaking of, correct?
Right.
Okay. So we talk about where it is. Let's talk about the presence of what goes on at a Get Together.
Well, everything happens at a monthly lunch meeting. All of our chapters have a monthly lunch meeting where business people and ministry leaders get together. And each chapter has local partner ministries that they serve. And at our luncheons, business people and ministry leaders go over a needs list that's presented by the ministries and come up with ways to meet those needs using their networks and their business expertise and their business skills, what they do at their jobs every day. And through that process, the four chapters in 12 years have met over $3.4 million in ministry needs, all by this process of getting together and networking and using their business expertise. We don't do fundraising for ministries. It's all about who do you know, what do you know, what are your ideas.
The epitome of a community coming
Absolutely.
Together for the betterment of the community vis-a-vis networking and building relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and for those of you who know me well, you know that's a big buzz statement for me, because I believe strongly that we are in this world to exist with others. And our success, no matter which endeavor we choose to pursue, is tied to our ability to build those relationships. And here you've chosen to build a network and a community to bless those that are out there. Now, Mark, you're out in the Get Together for the Bay Area and the Clear Lake area. Talk a little bit about how did you get connected and where was your path and journey get started?
So I have a friend of mine named Thomas Brinscoe, and Thomas and I go to lunch occasionally, and he called me one day and said, hey, let's go to lunch and plan some time. It's going to take a while. So we drove out to I-10 and 610 and had lunch at the Get Together Central, and about halfway through, I kind of leaned over and said, "Hey, you know, this is really great. This would be awesome in the Clear Lake area." And he kind of leaned over and he said, "That's why you're here." And that's
the
how
hook, the bait. You were reeled in from the beginning.
It was kind of a hook, line, and sinker thing.
Well, do me a favor. Now, you support from a board member position the Get Together Bay Area. Tell me about that impression that you had. Obviously, hey, this is a great idea to be good here. But what was really going through your mind at the time of that first meeting?
It was really a hands of feet of God thing. It was, you know, here's a great way to serve the community and to get people connected with serving the community. You know, a lot of times people want to do good. They don't really know how. They don't know how to make it happen. And maybe that hill's just a little too steep for them to climb. They don't have enough time, or they don't feel they can. And the get-together is a great way for business people in the community to get together and connect with those ministries that we serve.
Yeah, and the reason you said that is again, last month was my first experience. I was so moved by that experience that I immediately came up after the show and I said, "Hey, Mark. Hey, Thomas. Guess my name's Ron Klinger. Pleasure to meet you. And this is a story that needs to be told far and wide. Would you guys like come on the radio show?" And the answer was like, "Sure,
sure. Why
and
not?"
Here we are, right? Less than a month later, and have an opportunity to share that story. Now, Kathy, your role. How did you get connected and getting started from the very beginning?
I was just there when this gathering of men started talking to ministries. I have a background working with nonprofit organizations. Uh-huh. So I was just there and saw it evolve. It started with
right place,
one
right
ministry,
time.
What do you need? Then six people meeting around a table to one day we had 30. And now our chapter has close to 100 at our lunch meetings, and our other chapters are growing like that.
Absolutely. And how many folks typically attend, Mark, out in the Bay Area?
Somewhere between 50 and 60 normally.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about last time, because, you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about that process as we get going. But let's talk a little bit more about the foundation, if you will. We have the luncheons, and talk about what a standard luncheon would look like.
Well, we have a time of just visiting and networking with the people that come. And then one of our partner ministries, each chapter chooses a group of ministries that they're going to focus on for the year. And they're carefully screened and vetted. One of those ministries will make a presentation, so you get to learn about what's going on in the community. And then the bulk of the meeting is spent sitting around the table with other business people and ministry leaders, going over the needs list that we present for all the partner ministries and having a discussion, working together, solving problems, figuring out ways to get those ministry needs met.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where, to me, in my humble opinion, the wow factor comes in. Because, and we're going to get to some of those stories of some of the wow and the how that gets done. But I'm going to, you know, share my own personal story with this. I'm sitting here, and again, I said it earlier, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much that could be done that's in the community. And knowing, and for me, it was nice knowing that you have vetted these organizations as well, that this just isn't any organization that can come up and ask for support or assistance. Now, does that take place every year? Does that shift a focus every year?
Well, we have many of the same ministries from year to year, but every year, all of the ministries apply and are vetted.
Okay. So they and that process, is it an annual cycle that starts around any given time of the year?
Yeah, we kind of run on a school year calendar, September to May.
So kind of a 9-1 fiscal year start.
Right.
Okay, very good, very good. And the reason why I share that is there could be some people that are out there listening that are part of other ministry programs and nonprofits that are saying, hey, no, what is this all about? They may be hearing about you for the very first time.
And absolutely. Around March or April, the application process for the next season starting in September starts. So I would say to ministries, find the get-together chapter that's closest to you. Contact them about the application process.
Absolutely. And you can learn more about that where?
Thegettogether.org.
See, look, we're already teaming up here at Studio Mark. Like, hey, this is good. We're rolling. We're rocking. We're taking care of business. We got a couple minutes here before we run to that break. And what I want to do, listeners, if you're not out there dialed in completely, I want you to be connected. Hop out to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, get to Unleashed Radio Hour. You also have a Facebook page for the get-together, correct?
Correct.
And they can follow and like the page at the Get Together.
Yes. We also have the Get Together Northwest, Get Together Brazoria County, and Get Together Bay Area. All of us have our own Facebook page.
So if you're out there listening, just like them all.
That's what I say.
Just like them all. Stay connected. Because if you want to hear some positive, uplifting stories about how the effort of the Get Together is truly, truly endeavoring and meeting the needs in the community out there, then that's what you want to make sure that you follow along. And you also want to make sure that you listen here in a couple of minutes when you come back from that break. But what I want to make sure you do, dial in unleashedradiohour.com. If you haven't followed the page, follow the page and stay connected. If you have not liked the Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, please do so at this point in time. And again, if you want to get a part of this conversation, you want to jump in and be engaged in this get together that we're having here in the studio, then please do us a favor, give us a call, 713-785-1817. That local number again is 713-785-1817, or toll-free. We do have a toll-free number, 877-881-0271. We about that time, brother? Good and break. All right, you hear the music. That's time for me to be quiet. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted.
Yeah, everything we've ever wanted on this show, ladies and gentlemen, is to unleash the good in your community and beyond. That is the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour. You're dialed in. You're listening on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We've been talking, we've been visiting about a wonderful organization called The Get Together. Four local chapters here in the Houston, greater Houston area and proper, even down in Brazoria County. I'm sitting here. I've got the pleasure of sitting with Mark Elliott, who is from the Get Together Bay Area, who is a board member. And then I've also got Kathy Ledinsky from the Central Get Together, right? The Get Together Central Houston, who is the executive director of that chapter. Now, when we went to break, we were talking about some feel-good stories, and I took a tangent, and my wow from that last meeting is just how everything worked when you're there. The needs document that got reviewed, the open pouring of hearts. I forget the gentleman's name who was sitting kind of across my round table, who pulled out his whole little portfolio of business cards, and here I got this one, and here I've got this one, and that's how where some of that business comes into play, and that's part of that role. And when we were talking on break, Mark, you were talking about how does this really work. You know, we talked about that emotional side, we talked about the business and the metric side of what we're looking at with the get together, and paint that picture for those people that are listening in today.
You know, our board has four members, and we have a pastor's wife who's heavily involved in ministry. We have somebody who works for a nonprofit, and certainly they have the emotional, wow, this is really cool what we're doing. And then there's Thomas and I, and Thomas owns a oil and gas industry magazine. I work for Texas First Bank, new mortgages of all boring things. So numbers mean a lot to me and Thomas. And to look at the needs that we've filled, and we started in September of 2013, we've actually filled $116,000 worth of needs in the Bay Area. Last year we had five partner ministries, so, and now we're up to nine for this season. We also volunteered, or people volunteered through the get-together, 485 volunteer hours. And those metrics, you know, they mean a lot to a business guy. You know, that's the impressive part.
Yeah, and that is the part of meshing and bringing together the ministry of the program, but also the business community that may be aware of the resources and or the people and or the funding or the human resources power of saying, hey, our company may be a company that does a wellness or community outreach day, and we'd love to support this organization here or help that organization there, because that's a part of what our society has evolved into becoming today. It's not just about what do we do in the day-to-day business, it's how do we make an impact in the community.
The really cool part, Ron, is that, you know, the guy you're talking to is a great example, because he called me. He's a friend of mine, and he called me all excited. And, you know, I've got the perfect guy for the get-together. He cleans out people's garages, and he can give you plenty of stuff. And I waited until after the luncheon to explain to him, it's not about the stuff.
Yeah.
It's about serving the ministry. It's about connecting the business person with the service and giving them an opportunity to serve that they didn't previously have.
Yeah, so it's about information. It's about promoting awareness.
It's and about the connections.
That awareness or that connection to meet a need that exists in the community.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So that's a great little in radio, I love segues, and I'm going to jump on one when I have it. Let's talk about some of those needs. When you think about, wow, you never in a million years would have thought that could have taken place and that need would have been met. Give me one of them, because we got about 2 minutes before break. So give me one that you're like, holy cow, that happened.
Around Christmas time, when it was starting to get cold, a senior citizen served by one of our ministries had her whole AC and heating system stolen. So she contacted the ministry leader, and she said, listen, all I need is a space heater to keep the floor warm. He thought, we can do better than that. He contacted me. I sent out the need to about 20 people.
So that's Christmas of this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
A guy emailed me back in 5 minutes, said, my neighbor is the used to own Lone Star Repair. He sold it, but I'll see if he can do something. And within 2 days, they had totally replaced her AC and heating system at no cost, valued at $5,000. And all it cost our get-together member was a phone call.
Just a phone call.
Just a phone call to a contact, making a huge impact on somebody's life.
And ladies and gentlemen, there is the blessing that I'm calling the wow factor. Not wow as in, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that happened, but the wow that it can happen, which is a different wow. And that's why when I attended that luncheon and I said, Mark, we've got to get you guys on air, we've got to tell this story, that's why we've got you here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're listening and learning about the get together. You're dialed in, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. Want to make sure you connect, follow along. We're already moving fast and furious. Man, it's hard to believe we're already at the bottom of the hour, and here we are. We're just unlocking and unleashing the get-together here in Houston. You hear the music? That's time to pay some bills. We'll be right back, because guess what? We're doing a lot more than living on a prayer.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, doing my little air drums here in studio, having fun. Actually, I like using some of this music. It makes me remember how young I used to be. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. The Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. And what I love is I'm having a lot of traffic on Facebook. So let's increase that. Let's endeavor to break the internet. Let's break it, all right? Hop on out to Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour. And if you're not on Facebook, well, that's okay. You can go out to unleashedradiohour.com. I want to talk about that just real briefly. If you head on out to that website, you can connect here to the studio and the show. You can also follow along with all of the past shows, because every show that is produced is put on as a podcast. And I've got all of them indexed out there on the unleashedradiohour.com site as a podcast. And if you're an iGuy or an iGal, you can also go out and find the Unleashed Radio Hour podcast on iTunes. That was a big move. I was really excited about that when that happened. So one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, we've been in here today, we're talking with Mark and Kathy. We're talking about the get-together. Kathy Ledinsky is here on behalf of the get-together Central Houston, and Mark Elliott is here on behalf of the get-together Bay Area. And before we went to that break, we heard about one story, and we know there are many, about where needs that exist out in the community with your ministry partners, with those organizations that go through a vetting process to know that the support that's being offered is being directed in the area that it is absolutely truly of need. What are some of those other stories of success that have come through over time?
Well, we had our first luncheon in September 2013. You know, we had 100 people show up, which was phenomenal. It was a lot of fun. And one of them was a good friend of mine. He owns a demolition company. And he kind of sat there quietly for most of the meeting till we got to going over the list. And about halfway through the list, he leaned over and he said, Mark, I've got number 10 through number 24. I can fill all of those needs. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm tearing down 3 schools right now. And, you know, I'd like your ministries to be able to come on over and take a look at these schools. They've got desks. They've got shelves. They've got toys. They've got, you know, they've got lockers full of stuff. You know, at this point that, you know, we don't need, and we're just going to throw it away. So why don't you have your ministries come on down and pick out what they need? And that not only served the Bay Area get-together, that served the Central get-together, and I believe the other chapters as well.
Yes, it did.
Well, and that's the key is, and I've got kids that I'm trying to teach this principle to. We're very fortunate and very blessed in where we live in this country, in this state, in this city, in this region. And it's very easy for us, for lack of better description, normal citizen, and granted, I'm not normal, so there's no normalcy here out there whatsoever, but you get where I'm going from that it's very easy for us to take our everyday to day. We get up, we go, we do what we do, we come home, we go to bed, and we repeat and recycle the next day. But there's a lot of people out there where some of those basic necessities and basic needs just aren't being met.
Right.
It's amazing. I've got a friend who describes himself as a rocket surgeon. And, you know, it's we pull dead animals out of the ground and put them in our car so we can go down the road, yet we've got 1 in 5 people in Galveston County need food assistance. Yeah. You know, that's just amazing. You know, yeah. We've got a 25% poverty level in Galveston. You know, how does that happen? And, you know, being able to serve that help just a little bit is what it's all about.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more, you can go out to thegettogether.org. I'm going to keep pushing that website. It's the number one place where you can get information not only on the purpose, the mission, and the call to service. That is the Get Together. Again, thegettogether.org. But I encourage you. Heck, I'm not even going to encourage you. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet of challenge. If you're out there listening, then you need to find out when that next get-together luncheon is, and you need to register, you need to attend, you need to be present. So that, I love trying to tie into the music. So that at the end of the day, all the needs are met and everybody can dance now. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
What does it mean to be a worship leader? To lift and encourage God's people week after week without losing energy, momentum, or inspiration? Well, you need support. You need to calibrate. Worship leaders, worship staff, lead pastors, join us in Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday, March 16th for Calibrate, the Worship Leader Event, a coming together of people dedicated to helping you help your congregation to provide insight, guidance, and support to truly turn your music ministry into something that also ministers to you and your team. Join worship leaders Matt Powell from Third Day, Danny Goki, Christine Knuckles as they share their story behind their discipleship and vision for a real community of pastors and servants that serve each other. Hosted by author and radio personality Frank Reed at Northwood Church in Dallas, this is the event you must attend. Register now at calibrateworship.com. That's calibrateworship.com. Registration, just $79 when you use the password KLTY.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah, I'm in love with telling the story of how good things are going out there. And I'm going to tie in the song again. There's a great photograph. See how I did that, Andy? Can I get an amen from you, brother? We always do that here in studio. I know I can always count on them, a good loud amen. Because what we do is we got to dance together. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're dancing, that means you're out with us on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. If you have not gone out and liked the page, please become a fan of the Unleashed Radio Hour, where we endeavor to put good information, just like today's show, about positive things that are impacting the community. That is the goal. That is the mission. That is the purpose behind the Unleashed Radio Hour. And we want you to join our journey. You can also follow along with us at unleashedradiohour.com. Click on that nice little blue follow button and sign up and follow along on the website if you're not on Facebook. And if you're out on Twitter, well, so am I. Follow me along at Ron Unleashed. My goal is to unleash 2015. And I know that the purpose of the get-together is to engage, to expand, and empower. And I'm going to put a little plug in to unleash all the good that's taking place in that community. So Kathy and Mark, we were talking on break. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can learn more about the get-together at thegettogether.org. You can also follow along on the get-together at Facebook, a couple different Facebook pages for each chapter that's here in the area. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, when we have the luncheons, you have the luncheons. I say we because I attended one. Oh, my gosh, okay. I'll be going to another one next week, okay, in the Bay Area, Mark. So I'm there. As soon as we get done here, my guest is joining me directly to the luncheon. But you've got a needs document that has a couple different buckets where needs exist. It's not just things, as we were talking in break. What are some of those other ways that folks can be supportive of the get-together?
The first one is professional expertise. An example of that is one of our ministries is looking to acquire land and build a building that will be a school and house other activities. So we have two of our real estate professionals who are helping them walk through that process because that's their area of expertise. People in ministry, the ministry is their expertise. So you bring in the business side of it, and there's a multiple ways that you can serve a ministry. The next is volunteer needs. And an example of that, we have a ministry, the Work Faith Connection, that helps people that have gaps in employment, perhaps due to being in prison or addiction problems, helps them to get jobs. And many people in business interview people on a regular basis. So they can go to the Work Faith Connection. They can do guest interviews and help these people prepare to for their job search. And then the last is just, you know, the things, in-kind donations or ideas of where to get things. We recently had some computers donated to one of our ministries. It has three locations, and they're now able to network between the three locations. Things that many people in business take for granted can happen, can't always happen with ministries on a limited budget unless business people step in with who they know and what they can do.
Yeah, and that's stepping in, and I'll even throw another stepping up,
right
to the plate. See what I did there at the luncheon? The plate. Okay, sorry, yeah. Moving along.
You know, it's funny you say that. We have you know, the Bridge Over Troubled Waters is one of our partner ministries, and they serve abused women that have moved out of their home and they need a place to go to get started again. And so one of their needs, they needed some electrical work done. And one of our members was, one of our board members was putting in a pool and thought, wow, you know, I'll go out and ask this guy if he'll do this electrical work and help us out. And sure enough, he said, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll, I'll take care of that. I'll be there on whatever day it was, you know, Monday or Tuesday. Well, that morning he called the bridge and said, I'm sorry, I can't be there. And he said, well, what's up? And he said, well, actually, my house burnt down, caught fire, and my family, and I got to take care of that. And the bridge, oh, my gosh, you know, that's horrible. How can we help you? And so the electrician that was going to help the bridge ended up being the one who was served.
The benefactor
of the service. They, of course, took care of him, fed him, clothed him, found him a place to live, and then he took care of the electrical work. That guy has actually since served other needs, and has, when we called him and asked him, hey, can you do this electrical work, his response was, I've just been waiting to repay. I've just been waiting to repay the kindness that was given to me. It was fantastic.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I made a promise to you at the top of the hour when we started this show that the goal was to put some pep in your step, to uplift your day, to put a spotlight and shine a light on that of which is right in the community. And we need, gonna pontificate just for a minute. We need, as members of society, we need to come together to bless and to support and to be in service to others. We were not meant to work in isolation. And I think one of the saddest things in our society is we're so dialed in now to just what's in it for me that we have forgotten that there is a we that is much larger than I could ever be. And that's why I wanted to bring this topic to the airwaves, because you all are at the epicenter of building those connections and building those relationships to be stewards of blessing and supporting other people.
And that's really what it's about is, you know, I've been in business for, you know, 20 years in the mortgage business, and I've met a few people along the way. Those people can help these ministries, and we can make those connections to help those ministries. You know, God didn't place us in community by accident. You know, if the intent was not to help each other out, then, you know, I'd live way over here and Ronald live way over there and we'd never meet.
Man, and
that's not the case.
The extroverted me would have a really hard time with that.
Well, and you know, exactly. I mean, maybe there's days that, you know, maybe if you forgot your deodorant, I would hope that you'd be way over there and I'd be way over there. But other than that, I mean, really, God intended us to be together.
Right.
And to help each other out and to serve each other in need.
Well, and in my domain, too, that in my world of management and training is known as servant leadership. It's how do you make sure that you put the spotlight on everybody else, because it's no longer about you. It's about those that you're called to serve and support, no matter what your role or capacity.
Exactly.
So what's another good story? I want to get some more good feelings out there and vibes. Kathy, you got another one?
Yeah, another way business people can help is just by providing reputable referrals for ministry needs. You all have vendors that you work with that you know are honest and do a good job. We had that with the Source for Women. It's a pregnancy medical clinic, and they needed IT services. We were referred to Bema IT, who is doing great work for them at a reduced price. But the best story about that is they have one day a week where they have all their medical volunteers, and that's when women can be seen for medical help. And on that day at 6 in the morning, their director got a phone call from staff, said, everything is down here, computers, electricity, phones, what do we do?
Wow.
They called Bema. They said, I'll meet you there in 45 minutes. Not only did they get the IT stuff straightened out, but they used their contacts with CenterPoint and the phone company to get everything up and running.
Wow.
That would have been a day where all the women scheduled would have had to wait another week for medical care if they had not stepped in. So we refer people to honest vendors, vendors that'll give them a good price and that will go above and beyond to serve them.
Yeah, people that are in it for the right reasons.
Right.
Not those that would otherwise line my pockets, but... And again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about y'all, but y'all, I've been in Texas long enough, I can do that, y'all, right? But that's what it's about. And I keep reiterating that, but I think it is a travesty that we are at a point where that's not the norm. And so I think putting a spotlight on this story is essential, because here's my challenge. Go out today, if you're listening, whether it's a part of the get-together, I don't care what it is, go out today and find a way to support or serve someone else. And tell me that doesn't fill your bucket when you do it by knowing that you're doing good to bless and serve and support someone else. And that's what it's all about. You know, we are able to make decisions, okay? One of the things I mean by that is, hey, if you don't like where you're at, then do something different. you're not a tree. Okay, think about that for a minute. And if you have a day where, okay, you know, it's kind of dreary and rainy here in H-Town today, get out and be that light and shine bright for someone else. And you'll be amazed at what you can do. And that is the purpose of, ladies and gentlemen, of the get-together. Again, you can learn more about the get-together at thegettogether.org. Okay, more stories. What do we got? Mark's chomping at the bit. I see him. He's ready to go. Dude, go. I'm going to unleash you. Let it roll.
The other fun thing about the get-together, you know, we have obviously the stuff. The goods that are needed, but also the services, certainly, and then volunteer hours. That's an important part. You know, I have in the past been challenged to find volunteer opportunities for me and my children, and that we can participate in. And there's countless opportunities for small groups and churches to serve. One of them we call Thomas the Bacon Man. Because he goes and cooks bacon at the bridge, again, the bridge over Tarpal Waters, once a month or so he'll show up and cook, and they love it. They think it's the greatest thing since sliced bacon, really.
Well, I had to say it was bacon. Anything,
exactly.
Anything with bacon.
Everything's
better
with bacon. So, you know, Thomas shows up, cooks the bacon, and this is the only time of the month that they get bacon, you know, and it's a fantastic thing for him. He takes his small group down there, or he'll take his family down there, or his employees, or whoever it is. And the great thing is that those people that go and do that, that make breakfast for the residents there, 50 to 100 residents, they will then do it themselves. They'll go on another day, another Sunday or another Saturday or whatever it is, and do the same thing. And so it's the volunteer hours that are served as well that are part of the amazing story.
I mean, and it goes to that, I'll butcher it, and I don't have time to pull it up here, but it's that quote of never underestimate the difference that one single person can make, because throughout history that is, and how differences are made is through that one person that makes that decision. I love the bacon, man. That's hilarious. Bacon! Everything's better with bacon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Listen, I get lazy sometimes. I apologize to you. If you're not dialed in and you're not following along out on Facebook, please do so at the Unleashed Radio Hour. You can also go out to unleashedradiohour.com or follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do something a little bit early today because I want to talk a little bit about it before we go to this break and talk about it when we come back from break. And as you know, if you're a regular listener and friend of the show, you know that I always incorporate a quote of the week in every show when I do that. I'm going to do this one a little bit earlier today than usual because I want to talk about it in the next segment. But the quote of the week here on the Unleashed Radio Hour is as follows. Your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. And that is from Kevin Hall, who is an author of a book called Aspire. And that's just a quote that moved me today. That's a quote that I think that resonates perfectly with the mission and the message of the get-together, where it's about engaging, expanding, and empowering others to make a difference in your community. And that's what we're all about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You hear the music? It's time to get our groove on, and we'll be right back.
Psoriasis and vitiligo are serious diseases. You've tried everything and have been disappointed. Now there's X-Track, a breakthrough treatment that provides long-lasting, safe relief. X-Track is FDA-cleared for the treatment of psoriasis and vitiligo and is endorsed by thousands of dermatologists and hospitals because it works. Clinical studies show immediate results with up to 95% clearance. The in-office visits are fast, painless, with virtually no side effects. With thousands of providers treating patients all over the country, X-Track is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. We'll help you find a doctor close by, and there is no cost to you until you see results. Get your life back. Live free. Live X-Track clear.
For your no-cost treatment, call now. 800-645-8257. That's 800-645-8257. 800-645-8257. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are officially back. We're rapidly flying through the show today. A couple quick shout-outs I'd love to give. Kelly's listening in. Christopher, thanks for being a friend of the show. I need to follow up with you, sir, telling you live on air. We've got Robin, who is listening in. James is listening in. And also Diane, who's become a great friend of the show as well recently by liking the Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. If you haven't done that already, I need you to be a fan. I need fans in my corner to help me share information and positive resources of what's going on in the community with you, our listeners. So please dial in and help us along. We are here today. We are visiting. We are discussing. We are sharing the positive impact that the get-together is having in Houston and the greater area. I've got Kathy Ledinsky and Mark Elliott here with me who are talking about the get-together. And when we went to break, we're coming back, and we want to talk about how can people get engaged and involved to where they can be empowered to make a difference in their community.
Well, they need to come to one of our lunch meetings. That's where everything happens. They are fun, they are low stress, and you will be inspired. So come and have fun with us. Go to thegettogether.org and go to all of our chapter websites. Each chapter has a ministry needs list posted on their website.
And if folks are just listening in, those four chapter areas are?
Get Together Central, Northwest, Bay Area, and Brazoria County.
Okay.
Download the needs list. There might be a need there that you can meet. Follow us all on social media. We post needs. We post great stories and ways to be involved.
And those social media sites, Kathy, are located again. Which ones are there? Because there's one for each chapter, correct?
Yes. Get okay. Together Central, Get Together Northwest, Get Together Bay Area, Get Together Brazoria County.
Very good. And you also have a Twitter account at The Get Together?
At The Get Together, yes.
Okay. So follow along on Twitter as well if
right.
you prefer Twitterverse.
And Instagram and LinkedIn pages as well. Right. We're connected.
All over connected.
Yeah.
And if you're not connected, then you need to get connected to the get together so that you can find ways that you can be of support. Mark, you wanted to chime in on anything else here about the bigger picture here?
No, you have to come to lunch and to experience it. I've had many people say, you know, Mark, we didn't know what you were talking about. We thought you were crazy until we came to the luncheon and we realized. They still thought I was crazy, but they enjoyed coming to the get-together
I'm
luncheon.
Used to that, Mark. I can dance right with you, partner.
And it's just amazing because, you know, as you think about Ron came to the luncheon and experienced that and came away with that wow factor. And here we are today.
Yeah, amen, amen, amen. And that's the part, ladies and gentlemen, is, and I'm going to echo that sentiment as well. Get yourself to one of the get-together luncheons. And you're like, oh, but Ron, I'm busy. You know what? It's not about you anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Make it be about your community, and I'm confident that you will feel better as a result of attending an upcoming luncheon for the get-together.
You got to eat somewhere.
Well, some of us may be less than others.
Well, you're going to eat somewhere.
You're going to eat somewhere, absolutely. You're going to get engaged and eat somewhere. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. If you haven't had a chance, how about to thegettogether.org? Make sure you search on Facebook and find the get together and all the four chapters and connect with that chapter that's closest to you. You hear the music? We'll come back, close out the show. It happens that quick. It happens that fast. Follow along on unleashedradiohour.com. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Do you want economic confidence and peace of mind? When investing, most people ask, what should I invest in? How long until I see a return? When can I retire? And how am I protected? Wealth Design Group preaches protection first in every investment strategy. When most people think of protection, we think of insurance products. They think of strategies to eliminate or reduce risk. Call Wealth Design Group today at 281-220-2700 or wealthdesigngroup.net. Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA SIPC.
Meet Del Walmsley.
Del Walmsley is back.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, and let me explain to you how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
Unconventional wisdom that will set you free 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show daily at 1 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we've had the opportunity today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour to share a message, to connect, to discuss, to dialogue, whatever action, verb of communication I can throw out there I'm going to use. But more importantly, we've had an opportunity to put a spotlight on things that are right in the community that today we are shining on the get-together. If you're just listening in or you're dialed out on the podcast, yes, if you've missed any of our past shows, we've missed you. So follow along on the podcast on iTunes. Make sure you go out to unleashedradiohour.com. And for today's purposes, hop on over to thegettogether.org. So, Mark and Kathy, it's been a pleasure having you here in studio today. You know, what are some parting shots that you want people to remember as we move forward and bring the show to a close?
Take a look at the websites. There is typically a meeting, a luncheon meeting, every week. We have some coming up. Northwest is actually on the 16th. Clear Lake Bay Area chapter is the 19th, actually next Thursday.
Next Thursday. We'll be there. I'll be there.
At 11:30 at Tide Acres Event Facility down in League City.
Okay. Very good. And you can learn more information about that at thegettogether.org.
Yes.
Dial into that local chapter that you would be able to connect to in your community. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to shift gears. And again, thank you very much for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We are going to have an exciting guest next week. With us will be Robin Doms from Events of Significance. She is a events specialist. So maybe able to be of support to the get-together, because she and I are going to run right after the show next week, right back to the Clear Lake area for the luncheon and the get-together next week. But she offers turnkey solutions for events, including on-stage messaging, generating an audience, and creating the revenue in the room, and to help you become an expert so that you can take control of the stage. So I'm excited. Her role is to help entrepreneurs and to help business owners get their message out in the community. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to a rapid close of the Unleashed Radio Hour. What I want you to remember is hop out to unleashedradiohour.com. Follow us along on Facebook for Unleashed Radio Hour. And again, I truly hope that you've enjoyed the show today. The goal of this show is to bring positive, uplifting information and resources to the airwaves. If you are not skipping along, then after today's message, maybe you need to get the doctor and get some meds, because this is a positive, uplifting message. We want you to unleash the best of you. And if this was of benefit to you, be sure to share with others what you've learned today and keep doing good to unleash the good in your community and beyond. We'll see you next week.